Hi, this is Claudio from Coheed in Cambria, and you are listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. I am the unfun one of the band.
Hello, this is Emilio Lopez, colorist for Amory Wars, Good Apollo, and you're listening to the All Things Coheed podcast.
Hey, folks, this is Josh Eppard from Coheed in Cambria. You're listening to All Things Coheed.
Hi, I'm Chandra Eckert Sanchez, writer of Evil Inc. comics, Comic-Con floor fancy dancer, and mother of dragonflies. You're listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. Good luck.
Hey, this is Zach from Coheed in Cambria, and you're listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. Cool. All right. Enjoy.
I'm John Rua, and you're listening to the All Things Coheed podcast, otherwise known as We Know What's Up podcast.
Welcome home to the last episode of the All Things Coheed podcast.
I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, yeah, booty.
All right.
It's really not. I gotta mute this fucking Discord because if
it's pop, I can hear it.
I love the Hail the Sun Discord because it's very active and like, but it's very active and like.
True. True.
Mute server until I turn it back on. Jesus. Okay.
Anyway, what are we talking about today, Devin?
Well, as you may have seen, you may have heard, unfortunately, this is the last episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. However, we did do a fan poll. Rob picked a name, I picked a name, and we had fan submissions. And by an overwhelming vote, we ended up with the Goddamn Gazette.
It's bullshit is what it is. I demand a recount in those states.
Yes, Rob's choice was Appity Prime Times. We did not say whose choice was which. We tried to keep it as fair as possible. And you know what? If it was Appity Prime Times, that would have been awesome as well. Oh my God, another one.
Yes, dear listeners, you are correct. That is Devin's Discord going off.
If it was Appity Prime Times, that would be just as cool. But We did end on the Goddamn Gazette, which is an in-universe news source, which is, it's misspelled on purpose. It is purposefully misspelled because it is in the comics. But, you know, okay. I'm going to lose it over this Discord.
Can you just close Discord?
I'm terrified of closing Discord now because it signed me out when it was having like problems a while back, and then it wouldn't let me sign back in because I didn't have my verification codes.
Just exit.
Okay, that should be good for them.
Jesus Christ. If it dedutes again, I'm gonna be so pissed.
You can't be mad. It's the last All Things Coheed episode. You have to be happy.
Oh, trust me, I can very clearly get mad. Listen, I'm just gonna, Devin, I want to leave in your very capable hands how you'd like to edit this. Okay? But I'm going to speak my truth. All right? I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out there. This isn't a call to action. This is an explanation. A former host asked us to remove all of the episodes where they were featured. That is fair. That is very fair. It sucks for us because we wanted to keep all that stuff up for people who want to, oh, I want to learn about this. I want to hear about that. But since it's their voice, we decided that, well, okay, we will remove the episodes that they've requested, which I felt put us in a bit of a bind, but we did it anyway. We wanted to do it as soon as we could. We did it with the quickness. We didn't bargain for it. We just said, okay. That being said, it made me worried. I got very scared that other aspects of the podcast that former hosts had created or touched on or did anything with would also be demanded to go away. So in order to remove that fear, I messaged Devin and I said, I think the podcast needs rebranding. I think we need to do a new name, separate it completely and wholly from this name, new email address, fucking the whole nine yards. And specifically, this former host created the name of the podcast, All Things Coheed. So I messaged them and I said, hey, we're going to take your episodes down because this is how it was communicated. It was communicated directly to me that they wanted their episodes down. And I responded with, just so you know, we're going to change the name too. And they said, I didn't ask you to do that. To which I responded with, I know. And that was way earlier in the day. That was like at 9 a.m. It was a fucking Saturday, I think. And so later that evening, I get a bunch of shit for, because we announced that we're going to change the name, we're going to put up the polls, and then we start getting a ton of hate from this person from their personal socials. No big deal, but I did get in there and I said, hey, you knew about this since this morning. Like, you didn't fight me on there then, but you are now riling up the community against us because, like, I just wanted to change the name so that we could better do this podcast so we don't have to live in fear of anything. To which the person blocked me, and then they posted about it some more on Twitter about how much they hated us, and I responded there, and they blocked me there. And now they've blocked my phone number, they've blocked everything. I've tried my hardest to try to be calm, collected, and cordial. And at this point, the only reason I'm telling all of you this is because people were constantly asking me, because this was like a week after I announced my departure from the podcast. These two things that are happening do not coincide with each other. It's just the worst fucking circumstances you can goddamn imagine. I'm still wanting to take my break from podcasting for a bit, but it's hard because I know Devin's here working his hardest to try to launch this new and exciting thing. Just know that I'll be here in the background with Devin if he ever needs anything or anything like that. Like, we've been friends for years, coming up on fucking, what, 6 years now? Something like that. Almost seven. So I feel confident moving forward because I understand at the core of it all, it provides a service to a community.
There are other content creators out there. JJ Metalhead is the first one that comes to mind for me. And
Jan creating the wiki of their own free will to raise up the band and a concept for a community with no ulterior motives is so heartwarming. And it's what we've aimed to do here since the very beginning, was to spread information about the concept in the band in a world where information is rare and very difficult to obtain. Especially if you don't have money. And we don't talk about this very much, but Devin, and he has all these things, but not everyone does. But what this podcast allows us to do is for those people who all they can do is download an episode and they can't afford these comics that are rare and hard to find. Devin, quite literally, even for me, a person who has very little Coheed memorabilia, Devin opens up his collection to share with everyone. And that is something I find admirable. And that is what I think this podcast offers most of all. It can't replace the real thing, but it's as close as you can get.
It just really sucks to, like, have put in so much work for something over the last 6 years, and then put in the work again to get it all back. And then to, like, say goodbye to it kind of sucks. However, I still love talking about Coheed. I still love Coheed and Cambria, the band members, the other projects, the comics, you know, the cruises, as, you know, inaccessible as some of these things can be. And I definitely do do realize that, and I'm extremely privileged to be in a position where I can share these things. We're still going to do what we love to do. It's just going to be under a different name. And instead of rebranding, which is a stupid term because it's not really a brand, but it's the most suitable word I think we found at the time, we're just going to create a new thing using the name that you guys chose that we put out there. So there will be a graphic and everything on the social medias with the proper title, misspelling and all, with two Z's and two T's because that's how we do it.
What the fuck, dude? Okay. I didn't agree to this.
But, oh, excuse me. It's just, it's kind of a bummer. You know, it was a really great thing to have a time where I could sit down with my friends and talk about something that I love.
I don't know, man. I've got a lot of mixed feelings about all of this. But I would
rather move forward with a clean slate, which also, like you said in the 6-year anniversary live stream, like you wanted to go back over the albums and the stories. And
well, now we kind of have to because those episodes are gone.
We kind of slowed down on the fan-centered episodes. And that was something that we wanted to get back to as we were moving forward, like we said in our live stream as well. So a new start. It's just a fun passion project. And I don't know. I'm equally nervous and excited for it. And as always, big things coming.
See, that's the worst part about all of this, in my opinion, is the fact that the only people it hurts by taking down episodes is the fans. We don't get paid. We've never been paid in all our years. Every time that we have collected any amount of money, it has gone back into shipping costs. It has gone back into giveaways and prizes. I think the only time we ever tried to collect money was for pins that we did years ago and t-shirts. And that was only so that we could cover the cost of how much it was to have them created and to have them shipped, the end. So, I don't know. I know it's a lot. I'm not trying to dwell on it. It's just, it's painful. I'm sure it's extremely painful for you as much as it is for me. But hopefully from that pain, we can forge something even stronger.
Really, this is y'all's podcast as much as it is ours, and we hope that this doesn't really sour anyone's opinion of the band or anyone associated with them, as they have absolutely nothing to do with this. This was by fans for fans, always has been and always will be. And as we move forward under a new podcast altogether, it will be on Spotify, which is completely free, so we will not ask for money ever to keep the podcast going. There's no way that we would ever ask for money as income for this. Try to keep the giveaways going as much as we possibly can.
Until the fucking Devin runs out of shit to give away.
But really, I mean, this is, you know, people like Andrew give us things to give away, right? This is truly a community, a fan podcast. And
with that, there are a few people I'd like to thank for helping build All Things Coheed specifically. Number one is Yui. You know, we said goodbye to Yui about a year ago, something like that. You know, Yui kept up our socials up until their last day and is as much as part of All Things Coheed as anyone else who's been on the podcast. And, you know, thank Yui for their service. I also want to thank Brendan Millerick for creating the logo. And all the variants of logos throughout the years, was very happy to, you know, at the fucking drop of a hat, if I messaged Brendan, he was like, yeah, absolutely. You want a fucking, you know, you want this logo to have fucking the album in the background? Bitchin', we'll do that. Like, he's always been right there to help any way that he can. I also want to thank I want to thank Jan. I know we talked about Jan earlier. I want to thank Jan for continuing on this idea of doing the podcast, because every time they're on, it really kept me going an extra couple of months to know there's someone out there like Jan who's like cataloging, who cares a lot about the story in a world where not a lot of people even know about it. I also want to thank Andy Steves for the first few years of All Things Coheed and up to now. I mean, Andy has always been on the sidelines. You know, he's grown his family through his time from us doing All Things Coheed up to now still. But he was there in the beginning, our first live streams. Andy was there. He helped pay for our costs for the podcast multiple times. He's always been there to lend a buck or lend a hand or lend an ear. And he's a very good friend and a very good person. This sucks. I don't want to cry. I'm getting very emotional here. I want to thank Andrew Burford specifically as well. And I know we talked about him a moment ago as well. But Andrew was someone that I had not met up until the cruise. And he was nothing like how I expected him to be, and even greater than he turned out to be. He's a fantastic friend. He's always there messaging me, asking me if everything's okay, and not wanting to intrude. And he's just a good person. And that's so wonderful. I want to thank the podcast for helping me find Blue. My life would be entirely different had I not met this wonderful, intelligent, kind, beautiful, funny person. I cannot thank the podcast enough for that. And you, Devin, I love you, buddy. You've been such a rock for me in, you know, in going to these big shows. Driving you and your dad up to Fort Wayne will be one of my most treasured memories. And stopping at Jack in the Box, because your dad was like, I used to work there. I wonder if they still make the food the same. I gotta try it. And after you and Alyssa going to sleep and your dad just kind of sitting there talking to me, it was so heartwarming. And I never really believed the Coheed family aspect until I was there and you were letting me sleep in your hotel room ready for the show the next morning, and then bought me a sweatshirt, which I still have. It's just, you've been such a good friend to me in times that were really shitty. You helped me redirect my focus towards the podcast a lot of times. And when you'd ask me things, saying like, hey, I'm going to give away this. Can we do this? Even when, like, I've never said no, and I've never had an opinion on our giveaways ever, but you still run that shit by me. I don't fucking get it, but, like, whatever. But there was always something there where I knew you were trying to help me when you knew I was going through shit. I love you, man. I love you to death, Devin. You're one of my closest friends, and you're like the biggest reason I don't want to get away from the podcast. You're the biggest reason, because I want to hang out. I want to talk with you, and this is a reason to talk to friends as an adult. Sorry, I'm trying not to get super crazy emotional. I'm already wiping away tears and shit. But that's all my piece with All Things Coheed. And, you know, going onward towards the Goddamn Gazette, I hope it's half as magical as this experience was. And none of the fucking faults. I hope there's none of that fucking drama in this one. And as long as you're there at the helm, I don't think there will be.
I'm trying to process it all. It does not feel like this is the end of the road for this podcast, even though it is. And I don't know, the last 6 years of my life, I've gone through college. I got married. I moved so many states away from my home without ever moving before. I've lost friends. I've gained friends. But this podcast has always been a constant. The fan base has always been constant in my life. And that's spanning even before the podcast. You know, back when I was before I was a freshman in high school, Coheed and Cambria was there. And I don't know, it's just doing this podcast and something that I've always gotten like comfort from. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not just talking into a void, which would be fine anyway, but like there are people that actually listen, and that's really who I want to say thank you to everyone that has ever listened. Even if you just clicked in for a few minutes for a giveaway, password, or whatever, you like the same things that we like enough to search for that password, or you know, listen to your favorite topic or whatever. To our listeners, to all of our listeners, thank you. To all of our guests, thank you. To anyone that has ever done anything in support of All Things Coheed at any point in our past 6 years of being a podcast, thank you. This is also not a complete goodbye, as we mentioned for the upteenth time. We are the Goddamn Gazette now. So go find us there, and we will continue talking about all things Coheed.
We will also be keeping the episodes up that have already existed, the ones that we can, at least.
That is a great point. The episodes that we were asked to delete have been deleted. They are gone. However, after a certain point, that host was no longer on the podcast. So all the episodes from there forward will remain on the All Things Coheed platforms as those episodes. So that still gives you, I think, like 30 episodes to listen to. But moving forward, it will be under the Goddamn Gazette pages. Mainly, we will be using Spotify, as it is a free hub that is really, honestly, quite solid in distributing across wherever anybody can get your social media, or across where anybody can get their podcast. So
like iTunes, if you listen on iTunes, Goddamn Gazette will be there. If you listen on, YouTube podcasts, is that a thing on there? I don't know. Could be.
Whatever. You know, we want it to be the most accessible thing, as Rob said earlier. So that being said, I don't know if I can control advertising or not. So there might be ads. We will never monetize our content ever. So.
Well, I guess with that, that brings us to the end of this episode of the All Things Coheed podcast.
This is no beginning.
What the fuck? All right, bro.
You're not gonna finish the final cut lyric?
This is the final cut.
This has been the final episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thank you for joining us. Toxic parents, and then we became Shibuti, and now it's gonna be Coheed. The podcast is where we'll get them, like
just us, which if you that's a throwback, because if you one of our episodes, which I recently re-uploaded and then deleted off of Spotify, one of our episodes was the Just Us podcast, which was just Rob and I. So that was my reference to that. Well, thank you for the kind word. Thank you for the kind words, Rob.
Eat shit and die. Would you like to give me a little kiss? Thanks.
You asked. I mean, I gave it.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. I gotta get my kisses in. All right. Continue. But, sorry.
I have that scheduled for 5:45, so like 7 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Sar. Yo.
Arnar.
Can I?
Hopefully fucking better, because, I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. We got to work on podcasting. We've been doing it for this long. We still got to figure this shit out.
My love for the community, for the band, for the connections that this has made and continues to make, that is something that will never, like, fall. I don't see myself getting out of it anytime soon. You know, I'm here, you know? It's, that was my mafioso kind of voice.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, we're the Coheed Mob.
What the... Jesus Christ. Anyway...
An awful amount of bloopers for this episode.
Dude, it's gonna be fucking terrible, man. At least they'll know we're still friends.
Yeah! You know what
I mean? I think that's the one thing that our podcast has done well. Convince everyone that Devin and Rob are still cool.
We never claim to be professionals.
True. Absolutely true.